Sorry, babe, we've already been touched. We haven't even started. Amen. Well, I'm going to read a scripture real quick, and we're going to get Jack up here right away. It's our foundational scripture for these meetings. The Lord God has given us the tongue of a disciple and as one who is taught, that we should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He wakens us morning by morning. He wakens our ear to hear as a disciple, as one who is taught. The Lord God has opened our ears, and we've not been rebellious, nor have we turned backward. Father, we just thank you for your presence in this place. What an honor it is to be in your presence. And we just ask you, Holy Spirit, to continue to manifest yourself whichever way you see fit. And we just give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're really blessed tonight to have a brother that has come all the way from Arizona to be with us tonight. And it's just really a good thing that y'all came, because I know you're going to be blessed. And so I'm just asking you just to open up your spiritual ears, because we can always leave here with something that we didn't have coming in. But my brother, just a short time that I've known him, has kind of the heart of a coach. And so I really relate to hearts of coaches, and we need more coaches in the body of Christ. And that's why we have a lot of coaches in our midst right now tonight. Amen. I look back here, and I like my brother back there, snowing his head. I don't know what you do, but I see you as a coach. God really has blessed you. You've got that gift. Just go and just continue to go and go. You know, I don't know what it is. You're not pregnant, but I want to tell you something. You're pregnant with the Lord. And God is going to give you many, many children if you will obey him. If you will seek him and go on your face, and you will see, you will not only eat the good of the land, but they will stream to Jesus because of your words. God's fine-tuning you. He's putting you in a refinement. He's been crunching you over this past year for this day and for this hour, for that you might be released. And the word that's going to come out of your mouth, brother, will reach right to the quick, right down to the heart of the situation. Time and time again, God says, I'm making you like tunnel vision. And you're going to walk in that vision. You asked for it. You've sought me. You've got on your knees. You've cried out. And God says, you've got it. You're going to leave here tonight with a new gift, a new understanding. For the words of knowledge shall flow through you like a river as never before. And the Holy Spirit says this, I'm going to gift you a gift of healings on top of that. I'm not going to just do it one way, but I'm going to do it many ways. For I'm going to send the sick, and you're time and time again, you will lay hands on them, they will recover, but not just in their physical body, but even within their minds. Because God has given you a word that has caused demons to flee. I don't know who you are, brother. I've never met you before, but I just had to say that. Amen. I hope that meant something to you. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm all fired up. Jack's got me fired up anyway. I never realized there could be such an anointed introduction, but wow. Praise you, Jesus. The heart of a coach is something that I really think the body of Christ is being exposed to. And so when you leave here tonight, you're going to feel that impartation. It's such a blessing to see this. He started ministry when he was 24 years old. So you've been in ministry for 30 years now. You're 54. Is that now? He's got me by a few years, I'm sure. But the point is, he's very seasoned, but he's seen so much. And he's been part of the Vineyard Movement and some other different ministries. He's planted churches in Canada and the United States, and he's heading overseas soon. But it's about the Lord that's in this man that I want you really to draw from. You know, one of the things that always happens when we come to a gathering is that we can suck the anointing out of an individual. You know, make a demand upon the anointing, and the Holy Spirit will move through that individual. So that's all I'm asking you to do tonight, is just to participate in that. There's a lot of ministry that needs to take place here tonight, so please don't run away because there's just more to take place. But I just want to encourage you. Amen. Jack, would you come on up? I hope I introduced you properly. And
thank you.
Thank you.
My sister right here, I just want to give you a word of encouragement. Amen. God is so good. You know, he's able to rescue. He's able to recover. He's able to bring back even something that's lost. And you know that, right? I just want to encourage you for your prayers and your words before the Lord. The angels go into operation. They hearken unto his word. But you didn't know the very second, the very moment, before you even uttered it, before you even said it, they already went into operation. God says, I will recover what is lost. I will bring back. And you'll see a restoration, and you will be praising God. You'll be dancing again. But just like my brother said about lifting up the sword and lifting up the thing, so that's what's happening. You've been in a warfare, and you just need to be a little bit encouraged tonight. You just need a little bit strengthened. But God wanted me just to tell you that, okay? So just be at peace in Jesus' name. Does that mean something to you? Praise the Lord. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. Amen. Amen. Now just took your hat off. I know who you are now.
That's right. Me too. Yes, yes.
I didn't even know who you were. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. My sister there in the blue baseball cap. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. God is so good. I just want to give you a word of encouragement. You know, as he was talking about how Peter was changed and transformed over a series of events, and you've been serving the Lord for some time now. You're not old or anything like that, but you have been serving him for some time, and you've had a call on your life, even from a little child. And God's just now opening up the avenues. And I just would want to encourage you. I think you really need, I don't know if you have a passport, but I think you need to get one, because God is going to open up some doors to you. They're going to be outside of this country. He's going to send you on the mission field, okay? But he's not going to send you without equipping you, amen? So I believe the Holy Spirit tonight is going to equip you with the gift of discerning of spirits. This gift will begin to first start to function in your dreams. They will function in a local and a regional way. You actually will begin to start to dream, but you've not understood the dreams. God's going to give you the understanding of them. This is how it begins. But then it'll mature over a period of time. We actually will see into the realm when you are awake and not asleep. But God is just beginning to start the training process in this. Where God is sending you, the enemy's erected defenses. And God's going to send you into these areas, but when you go in there, be faithful to pray, be faithful to fast, be faithful to prepare yourself, because the words are going to come out of your mouth are going to bring down some strongholds over other people's lives. And God's going to use your natural giftings as a way to kind of get into it, but you're there for a mission for the Lord. For just be encouraged in Jesus' name. Does that mean something to you? Praise the Lord.
I'm going to shift gears a little bit. Amen. Give somebody a hug.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.